The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hi, this is Chris Skidmore from the North Carolina Reading Service, formerly known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Tech Tips. October is finally here, and that means beer festivals and Halloween. We've got plenty of treats for you on this month's episode of Tech Tips, like Good Food Talks, Pocket Vision, and Stay On Route. Those treats, plus a whole bunch of more goodies. Grab a big old bag of candy corn, sit back, and check out this month's episode of Tech Tips. Here's a tasty tidbit about a talking menu. Pubco Fullers has introduced a talking menu service to improve the experience of blind, visually impaired, or dyslexic customers who want to order food. It has added its menu to the service Good Food Talks, which makes menus more accessible through text-to-speech software. The technology is available as a free, downloaded app and on a website that can be accessed on a smartphone or tablet. Here's a brief demonstration of the app in action.
Eating out when you've a visual impairment can be at best a disappointing experience. Relying on someone else to read the menu or struggling to read with a magnifying glass, it doesn't add to the enjoyment. Until now, with the arrival of a revolutionary app, Good Food Talks.
By working with Good Food Talks, we're getting access to another 2 million visually impaired customers. And being available to everybody is an important matter for us.
Well, we think it's important for restaurants to ensure that they can tell their customers, all of their customers, about food on their menus, not just because it's the socially responsible thing to do, but because it makes perfectly good business sense as well.
If I can get the menu here, I can read the menu to you. That's about that.
We've made it as easy as possible for restaurants to get their menus on the Good Food Talks app. Simply tell us how often you update your menu, send us a PDF, and we take care of the rest.
One of the great things about Good Food Talks is, as an operator, the work for us is very limited. We provide our menus, and Good Food Talks put them into the app, and we're off and running.
With blind and visually impaired people and their guests accounting for a spend of around about £2.6 billion in UK restaurants every year, it would be madness not to do something about this. And Good Food Talks offers a really good way in which restaurants can communicate to these customers. And this was the reason that we gave our 2014 award for innovation to the restaurant chain Carluccio's for putting the menus at all of their UK restaurants on Good Food Talks.
In a recent survey conducted for us by the Macular Society, we found that 78% of people said they would be more likely to go to a restaurant where the menu was accessible. 87% said that they currently rely on a companion to read the menu for them, and a staggering 91% said they would prefer to be able to read the menu themselves.
The great thing is, of course, is that if you've got an app like Good Food Talks, I could sit at home and think, oh, where can we go tonight? And I could say, oh, let's try this, because this menu's got this and this. So once you start using the app, it's like any app, you know, it's one of your go-to apps, and you start using it for, you know, your social and business engagements. So.
Yep.
Apart from using a text-to-speech screen reader, Good Food Talks allows diners with limited vision to enlarge the menu without asking for a large print version.
Helen's having a look at magnifying. You know.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Because it's bad enough to do the sound bit.
So I just want to demonstrate how easy it is to use the Good Food Talks app. So I have the app open on my phone, and I'm going to click Find Restaurants Near Me, which will actually find the restaurant that I'm in.
Petrich Restaurant at the Cavendish, heading level 2. Visited. Address, 45%. Reload, Main, 81 German Street,
gives me the name of the restaurant, it gives me the address, it gives me the phone number. Pre-theatre and lunch menu. I have starters, mains, sides, desserts. So I'll go on mains. So that's all there is to it. Good Food Talks makes it quick and easy for any visually impaired person to access a restaurant menu. It makes the dining experience more dignified, more sociable, and more fun.
Diners are now able to access features including large text format, background color inversion, and open dyslexic font. Good Food Talks founder Matt Wadsworth said the service, which will be available at Fuller's managed pub sites, would give diners with visual impairments more independence when eating out. He said, "If you are visually impaired or blind, you are reliant for people to read the menu to you." Wadsworth went on to say, "I'm blind, so a print menu is not of a lot of use to me. My wife and I developed Good Food Talks because she was always having to read restaurant menus to me, and we sought to improve that. You can browse through the menu and hear the allergy information. So whether you're visually impaired, blind, or dyslexic, you can now read the restaurant menu completely independently using Good Food Talks." Fuller's Director of Food, Paul Dinkinson, said, "We're incredibly passionate about our food, and we're excited to now offer Good Food Talks to our customers. I've always said our food sounded good, and now it can truly speak for itself." Wadsworth has presented an instructional video on YouTube on how to use the service. "I did a little bit of checking and did not find any restaurants here in the U.S. and especially here in the Triangle that offer the Good Food Talk services. So, next time you go to your favorite restaurant, ask them to subscribe to the service." Listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. This article comes to us courtesy of Apple Viz. Apple releases iOS 12.4 with Apple News enhancements and new data migration option. This is from July of 2019. According to Apple's release notes via Mac Rumors, iOS 12.4 includes enhancements to Apple News and a new iPhone migration option to directly transfer data from an old iPhone to a new iPhone. iPhone migration introduces the ability to wirelessly transfer data and migrate directly from an old iPhone to a new iPhone during setup. Apple News now makes downloaded issues accessible in the My Magazine section both offline and online. Apple News also has some new features. It adds all publications in all Apple News Plus, including newspapers, to the catalog at the top of the News Plus feed. It also adds the ability to clear downloaded magazine issues by selecting History, then Clear, and then Clear All. Other fixes include a security fix for the walkie-talkie app on Apple Watch and re-enables walkie-talkie functionality. Although not mentioned in the release notes, it is likely that iOS 12.4 puts in place the framework for Apple Card, announced during Apple's Showtime event in March. Apple Card is a credit card which is optimized to work with Apple Pay and the Wallet app on your iPhone, but which will still work like a traditional credit card for all of your transactions. Highlights of Apple Card include the ability to buy things effortlessly with just your iPhone, or use the Apple-designed titanium card anywhere in the world. You can also sign up in no time and start using it right away with Apple Pay. For every purchase you make, you get daily cash, and it really is cash, so you can spend it however you want, right from your iPhone. Have a question? Just text it. It's that simple. There's also no annual cash advance, over the limit, or late fees. Apple Card is designed to make sure you're the only one who can use it. All the advanced security technologies of Apple Pay, such as Face ID, Touch ID, unique transaction codes, are built right in, and the physical card has no numbers, not on the front and not on the back, which gives you a whole new level of security. a titanium laser-etched Apple-designed credit card. And MasterCard is our global payment network, so you can use it all over the world. For apps and websites, there's a virtual card number in the Wallet app. It autofills for you when you're using Safari. At launch, Apple Card will only be available in the United States. An international rollout is anticipated, but no details have been released yet. For VoiceOver users, we are currently aware of one fix in this release. VoiceOver now speaks the selection status of items listed under Mail. At this stage of the iOS 12 development cycle, it is possible that there are no more additional changes for blind and low vision users. However, if you do encounter any enhancements, fixes, or regressions during your own use of iOS 12, please let us know. iOS 12.4 is available as an over-the-air software update. Just go to Settings, then General, and then Software Update. You can also visit iTunes on a Mac or PC. Before updating, we strongly recommend making a full and complete backup of your device, either in iTunes or iCloud, depending on your personal preferences. This will ensure that in the unlikely event that something goes wrong during the update process, you will have a current backup on hand in case a device restore becomes necessary. Also, if you are using an over-the-air update, we recommend plugging your device into a power source for the duration of the download and installation process so as to prevent the unlikely event of your battery going dead during the update. If you need more information on how to update the software on your iOS device, it is available on the Apple support page. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Here's an article about a legally blind engineer who makes self-driving car sensors see. Nico Gentry, a 25-year-old manufacturing engineer from Orlando, Florida, is working in the autonomous car industry where they're building the eyes for cars, as he put it. He works at the LiDAR company called Luminar. LiDAR stands for Light Detection and Ranging. It's a sensor technology that uses light to measure distance and detect objects, and it's often called the eyes of self-driving cars. Gentry has always loved cars. I wanted so badly to get my permit and eventually my driver's license, he said in a recent interview, but a neurological disorder called nystagmus that affects the eyes means he's been legally blind since birth. Instead of learning to drive when he was 14, he helped his dad build a 1970 Mustang, what he calls his dream car. I wanted to drive my dream car, but I realized I wouldn't be able to do that, he said. Last year, Gentry and his dad, who is also an engineer, built a custom electric bicycle that he can use to get around, since he can still partially see, just not enough to safely drive a car. The bike is one of the little hacks, as he calls them, that's important for his mobility independence. Plus, it beats pedaling to work on a cheap bicycle with no electric boost. With a background in supply chain management and an ongoing interest in computer science, he's all about building the parts that make autonomous vehicles work. But his mission is personal and not just for himself. After a close friend who was narcoleptic was killed in a car crash in college, Gentry became more committed to making autonomous vehicles a reality. If computers and robots were driving, it wouldn't have happened, he said of his friend's fatal crash. He's passionate about building a full sensor suite for vehicles to make the safest experience for full autonomy, known as Level 5. LiDAR is a part of that. While you can get pretty far with vision sensors and radar sensors, LiDAR offers a photon that physically measures how far away everything is, he explained. He went on to say, "You're getting a real-world measurement." Before joining the LiDAR team with Luminar 2 years ago, he tried out for the obstacle show American Ninja Warrior, where he was able to show he can get around and compete as a blind person. As a person with a lifelong vision disability, Gentry is keenly aware that his limited, self-sufficient transportation options started to become a pain in the sides, especially at 15 and 16 years old, when others started to pick up their friends on their own and take themselves to the movies. The advent of Lyft and Uber started to change that. You have the freedom to pick up milk, pick someone up on a date because of the ability to press a button on the phone, he reflected. With autonomous vehicles, Gentry thinks it'll be even better. National Federation of the Blind spokesperson Chris Danielson explained the organizations representing the blind and low vision community is also championing autonomous vehicles for mobility independence. A 2019 resolution of guiding policies from the organization proclaims, innovations in autonomous vehicle technology represent a valuable new resource that has extraordinary potential to help blind people gain greater independence and improve transportation options. Danielson said, autonomous vehicle technology is all well and good, but it's only going to work if the technology is designed to be accessible. That means including features like audio and haptic feedback, not just visual interfaces and screens. It's not just beneficial to blind people to incorporate these features. If true autonomy means passengers can zone out and fully distract themselves with a nap or a TV show on a backseat screen or smartphone, there should be systems in place to let the vehicle get your attention. Some tech we use as blind people could be useful, Danielson said, like audio alerts when you're at your destination or seat vibrations to focus your attention to an issue in the car. Danielson stressed the importance of situational awareness, knowing if the vehicle is malfunctioning, if there's a problem, what obstacles the vehicle is encountering, and other information like the route it's taking, all while in a self-driving vehicle. A self-driving demo at the NFB convention earlier this year with Lyft and Aptiv showed how tactile maps could share information that's usually conveyed on a screen. Gentry also notes the benefits of autonomous vehicles bleeding into everyday use. The way I envision it, why would you own a car, especially with self-driving car services from Uber, Lyft, Waymo, and others expected to offer the bulk of access to autonomous vehicles? Gentry thinks he'll no longer stand out because he doesn't have a car and can't drive. He believes self-driving vehicles can be a better transportation option for anyone, primarily as a way to reduce the number of vehicle incidents. In his work designing and implementing manufacturing processes for autonomous vehicle sensors, Gentry is always thinking about the end goal. How do we get people to be independent? For his fellow low vision and blind community and others with disabilities that keep them out of the driver's seat, he said, I'm trying to get work done here, to get this tech out to them, so they can start using it, start experiencing it. Listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Here's a story with a bit of a local connection. Researchers developing tech that allows blind people to see through the eyes of a sighted person. A team of researchers from Rice University in Houston, Texas, is developing technologies that might allow a blind person to see the world through the eyes of a sighted person. The project will involve sharing visual images between two brains. It will read the vision of a sighted person and transfer the images this person sees into the brain of a blind person telepathically in less than 1/20th of a second. A team of neuroengineers has begun working on a headset or a helmet that directly links the human brain to machines without the need for surgery. This headset and the technologies that power it will enable this telepathic visual sharing. It works by using light and magnetic fields to interact with specially reprogrammed neurons in the brain of the wearer. The research team plans to transfer visual images perceived by one individual into the minds of blind patients as a proof of concept. The ambitious 4-year-long effort is called the Magnetic, Optical, and Acoustic Neural Access, or MOANA, project. It's being supported by $18 million in funding from the U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA. DARPA is interested in the project because of its next-generation non-surgical neurotechnology, or N3, program, aiming to develop two-way interfaces that can transmit data between the human brain and machines. Sharing visual images between two brains sounds futuristic, but Jacob Robinson, the lead investigator, said thanks to a number of recent technological breakthroughs, it makes the idea feasible. We have to decode neural activity in one person's visual cortex and recreate it in another person's mind in less than 1/20th of a second, said Robinson. The technology to do that without surgery doesn't yet exist. That's what we'll be creating. Since surgery to implant a device into the human brain can't be used, the RICE team plans to use a combination of light, ultrasound, or electromagnetic energy to read and write brain activity. MOANA will test techniques that employ all three. Robinson said MOANA's decoding and encoding technologies will each employ viral vector gene delivery, a technology that's in clinical trial for treating macular degeneration, some cancers, and neurological conditions. To quote, read neural activity, the RICE-MOANA team will reprogram neurons to make synthetic proteins called calcium-independent indicators, designed to absorb light when a neuron is active or firing. Our aim is to capture and interpret the information contained in photons that pass through the skull twice, first on their way to the visual cortex and again after they are reflected back to the detector, said co-investigator Ashok Varagavan. The MOANA team includes 15 co-investigators from RICE, Baylor College of Medicine, the Jan and Dan Duncan Neurological Research Institute at Texas Children's Hospital, Duke University, Columbia University, and Yale's John B. Pierce Laboratory. Listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Here's an article entitled Pocket Vision is an AI-powered app for the visually impaired. Honors Pocket Vision harnesses the power of AI and quad camera technology to help the visually impaired easily read documents, menus, and other text with ease. Recently, Chinese device maker Honor has introduced an artificial intelligence, or AI, powered app called Pocket Vision that makes it easier for the visually impaired and people with low vision read. To help raise awareness about the barriers blind and partially sighted people face, Honor has partnered with the Royal National Institute of Blind People, or RNIB, which supports people with vision impairment. The new breakthrough, Pocket Vision, uses the power of Honor's artificial intelligence and quad camera technology to deliver an enhanced reading experience for people all around the world, which makes it portable and an affordable alternative compared to other magnifiers and typoscopes currently available in the market. At Honor, we believe in the relentless pursuit of innovation, creating cutting-edge technologies which make a positive impact on the world, said George Zoe, president of Honor. Pocket Vision aims to level the playing field for the visually impaired, giving this community a portable, affordable solution to other reading aids available in the market. With the launch of this app, Honor hopes to create an enhanced reading experience for people all around the world, enabling a greater sense of independence and giving people with low vision the confidence to unlock their potential and pursue their passions, the company president added. Developed by social company iComing and pioneered by Honor's cutting-edge technologies, Pocket Vision features three key modes to help people read more clearly. Text-to-speech mode. Powered by Honor AI and optical character recognition technology, this mode helps to convert pictures to text faster and more accurately. It then narrates the text from books, documents, menus, and more with ease. The Zoom In mode leverages the quad camera lens and telephoto lens for ultra clarity in Honor smartphones. This mode allows users to zoom into text using the volume buttons on their device, making even the smallest type larger, less blurry, and more legible. Negative Image mode provides a range of color filters to enhance text. This mode improves the contrast of printed materials for people who struggle to see certain colors. Smartphone technology is playing an ever-increasing role in enabling everyday independence for blind and partially sighted people. Pocket Vision is an example of the exciting new category of apps that allow on-the-spot accessibility. Using this app, people with low vision will have the ability to convert any text into a readable format. Making the world a more accessible place, giving a greater sense of freedom, and breaking down barriers to create a more inclusive society, commented Robin Spinks, Senior Innovations and Technology Relationships Manager at RNIB. Pocket Vision can be downloaded on all Honor smartphones like the Honor 20 and Honor 20 Pro, which has the AI-powered quad camera. The application can be downloaded free from the Huawei App Gallery and supports English, Portuguese, German, Spanish, Italian, and Chinese languages. We've run out of time for today's episode of Tech Tips. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Tech Tips is readily available as a podcast following this broadcast by visiting our website at www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call. Our number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And as always, thank you for listening to Tech Tips.